Pink Day at Oxford United. It was a good idea to make something positive from the painting of the ox. Thing is, they did a really good job when they painted it. The pink is bright and startling. They put a bit of effort in. They've painted neatly around all the bits of the ox, and it just looks stunning. I reckon a couple of polka dots might be a nice idea too. Then you'd have an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, pink polka-dot ox. Or maybe not. Anyway, the breast cancer awareness campaign was a great success, and it was fun to dig out the shocking pink clashing gear. I thought it was funny how Jack FM were wandering around with a giant pink condom. Yeah, there was probably a reason for it. I didn't quite get it. It's only when I leave the mallet and speck somewhere safe that I need to watch out. Playing in the celebrity match, I left my specs and jungle hat and pinky punky mallet neatly in a bag in the dugout. Who should borrow it and my camera? Beano, of course. And that's how the photo came about in the programme this week. Luke Foster took the picture and they giggled like a pair of naughty schoolboys when I found it. I bumped into an old mate, Andy Steggle, from Late Kickoff on Saturday, and we had a good time reminiscing about olden times and radio together at TVAM. And we were talking about love of football and what makes it so great. The thing is, it's the football that's the really big talking point at the moment. It really is brilliant. The team applauded off the pitch at half-time against Bradford when they were 1-0 down. Now, when does that happen? The stunning strikes from Asa Hall against Shrewsbury. The way Beano's found his magic touch again. Ryan Clark's hands of granite in the penalty incident against Cheltenham. Even the defeat to Southend at New Year was okay. After all, they wore our shorts and socks, didn't they? I'm loving it at the minute. It's entertaining, determined football with a team that knows how to go forward. Shame we can't always go back and keep a clean sheet. And we have a habit of gifting goals. But maybe we just need to wait a bit. My mate said to me on Saturday, "You'd be useless as a manager, Timmy. You haven't got the patience." Patience? Isn't that what you have in hospital? Of course he's right. We always want instant results and we're never happy when things go slightly off the boil. So here's what's going to keep me happy. More quality football like this, please. I can live with that, even if we don't always get the right result. Because if we carry on like this, then promotion will definitely happen, automatically, come May. That's my prediction, it's in the script, and I'm sticking to it.